This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce held its 114th annual meeting and award celebration last night. Winners included Rachel Hansen, the Outstanding Chamber Volunteer Award winner, Propel Young of Professional of the Year, James Price of the Wisconsin Herd, Ambassador of the Year, Patty Langkow. John Damel, the Winnebago County Executive, was the Distinguished Service Award winner. Lynn Webster Leadership Award went to former Oshkosh Corporation CEO Wilson Jones. Yours truly was honored to get the Alberta Kimball Community Service Award. The Horizon Award goes to the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, celebrating 150 years. EAA was recognized as the Enterprise of the Year last night, and the Small Business of the Year turned out to be Musa Sheet Metal, celebrating an anniversary this year as well. For the first time in better than 6 months, the school board in Oshkosh will hold a listening session tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. The school board did away with those listening sessions due to the pandemic. They'll have a regular scheduled meeting after that. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will talk about a resolution to spend $140,000 to study the current Clearwell's viability. It's hoped the current system can be used for another 20, maybe even 30 years, and eliminate the need to build new above-ground wells costing better than $26 million. Winnebago County is now flush with a lot of cash in addition to that $33 million in American Rescue Plan money. The state is giving the county another $10 million to help with housing needs. Some of the money could be used to help build the new day-by-day warming shelter in downtown Oshkosh. And here's another way to help out people in Ukraine. Tamara the Cake Guru is joining with other bakers across the state selling pies. Every bakery has a goal of selling 314 pies. That money, a portion of the sales, will go on to the Red Cross of the Ukraine. Now, Tamara's is selling both large pies and cutie pies. Money, again, going to the people of Ukraine. You have until Monday to buy your pies. Monday, of course, is Pie Day, better known as 314, as in Pi R Square. I'm Bob Brunel. That's another edition of Newsworthy, brought to you today by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on Thursday.